News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, out of that stack, we'll go straight to weather here on Mobile Mornings on this Thursday, April 23rd, and check in with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with severe weather affecting our area. Dr. Bill, lay out the scenario now.
Well, Sean, we still have a area of showers and thunderstorms from interior southwest Alabama extending back to north of New Orleans. And right at the moment, we do have a severe thunderstorm that started out in George County, and it's rotating. That's indicated by radar. And it has moved across northern Mobile County and is now in the Stockton area in Baldwin County. And the warning continues to at least 7:30. Means that it'll be crossing right over northern Baldwin County during that period of time. There's also another tornado warning now in effect for parts of Stone and George County. And again, radar has indicated rotation, and there's then a possible tornado at the ground. Now, this activity is sort of sliding to the north of the city of Mobile, but in the next hour or so, that activity should start to move through the city. So it's going to take, again, about an hour, maybe a little less than that, and we should start to see some of that heavy rain move into our area. There's a possibility that some additional thunderstorm activity will form farther to the west in association with a cold front. And so that possibility exists as we get into the late morning and early afternoon that we could see some more thunderstorms move across our area. After that, we should see an improvement in the weather through the evening and some dry weather coming in for the weekend.
When these showers continuing on, like you're saying, through the mid-morning and towards the middle of the day, do you see an increase in strength because of heating from sunshine, or are we looking about the severity at this point?
As far as what's moving through right now, I don't think there'll be much change of that. If we do get some sunshine and then get development to the west of us, that could help enhance those thunderstorms. So that's something that we'll be watching very carefully. We hope that those additional thunderstorms do not develop, and that this will be the only area of thunderstorms that moves through. But we're going to be watching that possibility of more thunderstorms later on.
All right. And you said looks better by this evening, maybe overnight tonight.
Oh, yeah. We should improve an improvement this evening. And then tomorrow we're going to see sunny skies and some dry weather for the weekend.
All right. And I guess a silver lining to these gray clouds out here is the rain that's falling. We've been so very dry. Do you think we do another inch or more in rainfall?
Yeah, we could see an inch of rain with the area right now that is located over southeast Mississippi and on into Baldwin County. And that could produce an inch of rain. And if anything develops later on, that possibility, we could add another half an inch or so to the rainfall total.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back in around 7:35.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. We're watching this north, really the entirety of northern Mobile County with those heavier thunderstorms. Saraland, y'all have got some right on your north side there, so that means Satsuma, y'all are getting it right now up across the Dolly Parton Bridge, heading towards Stockton, like Dr. Bill said, part of that heavier rain and those real heavy bands that are showing up as a purple signature there on radar, still in Mobile County, but about to stretch across the river into northwest Baldwin County. We'll keep our eye on this, and like we said, a full discussion again at 7:35 on the latest in weather. We've got news and we've got traffic on the way, plus we have sports, so I'll straight ahead. Traffic first.
From the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, we do have some strong storms that are moving through northern Mobile and Baldwin County, so keep that in mind. So far, we've got no new wrecks in the roadways. Looking good through the downtown area, through the George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels, along I-10 from Daphne to Loxley. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in Mobile and Baldwin County for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, we've got you covered. Storm damage, they can help. Call 580-ROOF. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, watching the severe weather and what's going on right now.
A tornado warning for north central Baldwin County in southwestern Alabama, southwestern Escambia County in south central Alabama until 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 7:10 a.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Stockton, or 11 miles north of Bay Minette, moving east at 55 miles per hour. Hazard: tornado. Source: radar indicated rotation. Impact: flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. This dangerous storm will be near Interstate 65 and County Road 1 and Porch Creek Reservation around 7:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Atmore and Interstate 65 and Alabama Highway 21 around 7:35 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. Heavy rainfall may hide this tornado. Do not wait to see or hear the tornado. Take cover now. Repeating, a tornado warning has been issued until 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama, Baldwin and Escambia.
Right, 713 FM Talk 106.5 is going to be part of our morning as we deal with the severe weather. I'm getting this note here, getting quite a few on the text line. This one from Cletus, thank you. Highway 43 northbound closed right at the parade truck stop. There's a tornado touching down up above. I don't know what that means. Are you seeing it? Because that would be, because I know National Weather Service would be interested if you are actually seeing it. You know, quite often we have these rain-wrapped tornadoes in our area. If they, you know, if they happen, they show up as a radar signature, but you don't see them from a distance because of the, they're usually in one of these cells that's showing up as purple on radar right now with the very, very heavy blinding rain in it. But if you're seeing that, and that parade truck stop on 43 northbound, is that Axis? Because I'm thinking, the truck stop there, you got a BP, you got several on the west side of 43 after you get off 65 there, you've got several gas stations. I don't know which one. I think there's a BP and there's a Chevron. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. And then you go up the road a little bit more before you get to where you're across from SSAB and all that. There's another place there to the left. I forget the name of that place there in the bend, right before you hit the bend.
Yeah, Midway. Just a quick Google search, and you'd think I know driving up 43 all the time. But
you and
north,
I both.
Just north of Axis is what it looks like. I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's what a quick search came up with.
Cletus says they do have the road blocked there. He said can't see anything, but police have the road blocked. So I guess that's they have 43 northbound closed. 43 northbound closed at the parade truck stop. Thank you, David says that's North Creola. Okay, so that parade truck stop there, North Creola. All right, so I think I have an idea. Charles is saying where the accident was, where the semi driver got killed last year. I think that's the one at the bend. We'll get more clarity on that, but that's 43 northbound is shut down, so if you're heading up that way, it's obviously going to affect your morning commute, and this is going to be with us in Mobile proper, and Daphne in Spanish for it. I mean, Satsuma, you're already getting it in Saraland, but the rain here in the next half hour or so. We've gotten a few showers. I think we're still getting some showers here, but we're getting the light showers out in front of this in Mobile proper here at Airport and 65. All right, let's check news headlines. Plus, we have sports on the way and more from Dr. Bill. My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio, and it's mosquito season. Oh, it kind of always is to some degree.
Yeah, where we live, I don't think there's not a mosquito season. You know, it ramps up usually, and we start our program processes in March and run them through October, but we're still a phone call away if you need that service in the quote-unquote winter months.
Yeah, we've been so wet, too. There's a lot of places for mosquitoes to reproduce.
Yeah, you know, we go out there, we'll send the home evaluator and do it, but there's a lot of things that the homeowners can do before they even call us, like limit your moisture sources. You know, we talked about before closing the lids on the garbage can, flipping over pots that aren't being used, or the little catch basins underneath to make sure they got drain holes in it to limit that stagnant water sitting around your place.
But if we do that and we still have mosquitoes, y'all can help us.
We're a phone call away. Just give us a call. We'll send out one of our experts or our home evaluator to check out the situation and then build a program that'll be detailed just for you.
All right. Do that. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second-largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide. 759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases, Clark County with 25, Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases, Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
It's 718 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. We appreciate the updates here on the text line. Several of y'all are reporting that Highway 43 northbound closed. I know, is it just northbound? Is it also southbound? I know Cletus is saying that he's confirming it is that Midway truck stop, the parade truck stop, all the same place. Thank you, Cletus. That's the one, y'all, that's if you're heading up 43, it's before you get to where you would go to SSAB and all that, at the, I call it the bend there. You come up and you make that bend back to the west a little bit, but it's right there. And now somebody else saying they had the road closed at the tire shop there. Yeah, the road's blocked at Access Tires. The parade truck stop, the one by SSAB. All right, thank you. So that's, I don't know what has happened. If there are pictures, it can be sent to us. Thank you for those. If you can send, you can always text those to 343-0106, but we'll keep our eyes on that. Okay, they just opened the road. We're seeing this. They've just opened the road back in that area. Thank you for that update, and we're keeping you updated on the severe weather this morning and going into the middle of the day with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He'll join us here in just about 13 minutes for an update.
All right, thank you, Sean. 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, and tonight it will be time for the first round of the 2020 NFL Draft. Due to the ongoing pandemic, it'll be held virtually for the first time with NFL general managers, head coaches, scouts, draft prospects, and analysts all broadcasting remotely from their own homes. League Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections from his basement. Former LSU quarterback and Heisman winner Joe Burrow is expected to be taken by the Cincinnati Bengals with the first pick. Alabama and Auburn will both have the opportunity to set program records, while Alabama may even break NCAA records tonight. Five or six players from the Crimson Tide could potentially be picked in the first round. If more than four are selected in the first 32 picks, the Tide would break their program and SEC record of four first-round picks. Nick Saban's teams had four picks in the first round in 2011, 2012, 2017, and 2018. If Alabama has six first-rounders, they would tie Miami's record for the most first-round picks from one school in the same draft. The Hurricanes set that record back in 2004. Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, Jedrick Wills, and Xavier McKinney are likely to be selected in the first round, while Henry Ruggs and Trevon Diggs could add to that number. Terrell Lewis, Raekwon Davis, and Anfernee Jennings are expected to be drafted in the second round or later. The Auburn Tigers could potentially have seven players selected in the seven rounds of the draft. That would break the program record of six, which they set last year. Tigers defensive tackle Derek Brown will likely be the first Auburn player off the board. He's expected to go in the top 10 picks tonight. Marlon Davidson, Noah Igbinoghene, and Prince Tega Wanogho could go anywhere from the first to the third round. Nick Coe, Javaris Davis, Daniel Thomas, and Jack Driscoll are prospects also likely to hear their names called this weekend. Former Theodore Bobcat and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Pirine will also likely get drafted this week. Most draft analysts have Pirine being selected anywhere between the third and the sixth rounds. Turner Sports reported Wednesday that a Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson charity golf match involving NFL quarterback legends Peyton Manning and Tom Brady is planned for May. The event, which will feature Tiger and Peyton facing off against Phil and Brady, is called The Match, Champions for Charity. It'll raise money for coronavirus relief and will air on TNT Live, possibly on Memorial Day weekend. The location is yet to be determined, although ESPN reports that it's expected to be held somewhere in Florida. There will be no fans in attendance. Major League Baseball penalized the Boston Red Sox by taking away a second-round draft pick and suspending video replay system operator JT Watkins without pay through the 2020 season. That's for stealing pitching signs during the 2018 season. The investigation comes after heavy penalties were levied on the Houston Astros for stealing signs in 2017. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said that the Red Sox sign stealing was in a limited scope in comparison to the Astros scheme and that no other players or coaches will be punished. And Hall of Famer Muffet McGraw announced yesterday that she is retiring as the women's basketball coach at Notre Dame after 33 years. Neely Ivey, who spent 17 seasons at Notre Dame as a player and an assistant coach, will take over as the new coach for the Fighting Irish. 723 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. On the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams will have a discussion about the timeline and intensity on the severe weather this morning and then what we look like by midday, afternoon, and into this evening. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes. Plus, interesting graph out here tracking what we're doing during the stay-at-home orders. Change in electricity consumption around the United States. Which places are dropping the amount of electricity that they use and which places are increasing? Interesting graph. We'll get to that in just a second. Now, time for your tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you're looking to defer or eliminate capital gains taxes from the sale of a stock or business, you might consider investing in an opportunity zone fund. Putting money into real estate or businesses in low-income areas can provide big tax breaks for wealthy investors. The idea is to stimulate investment in areas that need it, and there are close to 9,000 of these opportunity zones out there. Remember, you have 6 months from the sale of a stock or business to put the proceeds into an opportunity fund to qualify for the tax benefits. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Some pretty rough weather heading from northern Mobile into northern Baldwin County, so be careful if you're traveling in those areas, especially along the interstate. So far, we're accident-free through Mobile and no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. We've had some pretty gusty winds from Daphne, again, all the way to Loxley and I-10. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well. Great food special starting at $5. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Let me add this in from the text line. Thank you, Ben. Overturned tractor trailer, I-65 southbound, the ramp to 43. And thank you. We have updates here on the 43 north. This is different. That has been reopened. I guess law enforcement saw something there, maybe from that thunderstorm that had the signature for a tornado. They had shut down 43 there at the midway, which is right before you get to SSAB, northbound on 43. But it is back open. That is opened up as of about 10 minutes ago. And the other accident, that tractor trailer, southbound 65 onto 43. So that may cause you some slowdown this morning out there traffic-wise. We'll get more on our weather coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in just a couple minutes. Yeah, this is from Axios, and I thought it was interesting. Dalton and I both, unbeknownst to each other, brought up the same graph that got our attention this morning as we're preparing for the show. It says change in electricity consumption. Now, this was between the first and fourth weeks of March. So this is, a month ago, weighted average across four power grids. And they looked at this. This was from power grids in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Texas, Midwest, and California. It says, so the first set of numbers I'm going to give you are in the negative. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is a drop in power consumption. Car dealerships down by 67% in power consumption.
Holy cow.
Dry cleaning places down by 65% in energy consumption. Restaurants down 51%. Religious organizations down 44%. Gyms down 43%. Schools down 40%. Thought schools would be down like 80%, 90%. Yeah. Commercial offices down 25%, industrial down 22%, hotels down 10%, local government down 5%, and then you hit the side of this where it is increasing. Hospitals up 16% in electricity consumption. What's next on the list? Liquor stores, folks. Liquor stores up 19% in energy consumption.
Of course.
What goes with that? Yeah, pizza joints are up 20% electricity consumption. And storage units up 23%.
Yeah, the changing of the seasons.
People go in there and pull the little ratty cord to get the 40-watt bulb on so you can figure out what's in your storage unit. 728 FM Talk 106.5. Text line's open for you as well. 343-0106. News is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second-largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide.
759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases. Clark County with 25. Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases. Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes invites you to shop for a Liberty Safe during the month of April and receive 90 days deferred payments when you sign up to purchase a Liberty Safe at 0% interest for 12 months. Own the Liberty Safe you really need and let Mike Ward's professional staff deliver it for you. All sales over $1,500 will be delivered absolutely free, ground floor up to 50 miles. Just order online or call the store for hours, and remember, it's service after the sale. Mike Ward's, located at Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile or next to Walmart in D'Iberville.
Special report, coronavirus update. The Labor Department is about to release the latest unemployment report, and it's expected another 4 million Americans will be without a job. More from business correspondent Christine Romans.
This is the worst job loss we've seen since the Great Depression. Now, the hope here, of course, is that this is temporary, that you keep people out of the labor market, you send them home, and then you get the virus under control, and then you send people back to work. But we just aren't clear on that reopening picture just yet, and these numbers certainly are devastating.
President Trump says he's told Georgia Governor Brian Kemp that he strongly disagrees with his decision to reopen some non-essential businesses beginning Friday. The head of the United Nations says the coronavirus is accentuating the sharp divide between the world's haves and have-nots. Secretary General Guterres is warning that rising nationalism could lead to repression. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Private equity firm Sycamore Partners wants to scrap its plans to take control of Victoria's Secret, a high-profile legal test of whether the pandemic allows a buyer to walk away from an agreement reached before the outbreak. The investors said the decision by L Brands, parent of the lingerie brand, to close its U.S. stores in March, furlough the majority of its workers, and skip April rent payments were violations of the proposed transaction, according to a lawsuit filed by Sycamore yesterday. The firm is seeking the court's blessing to break the deal. Casino operator Las Vegas Sands reported a 51% drop in revenue with Las Vegas shut down and reopened casinos in Macau struggling to recover. Sands posted $1.78 billion in net revenue for the latest quarter while posting a net loss of $51 million. Sands' portfolio includes the Venetian on the Las Vegas Strip and resorts in Singapore and the Chinese territory of Macau. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Allegri Farm Market appreciates the continued support of their loyal customers and is working tirelessly to provide the same quality produce and personal service as they have through the years, keeping the shelves filled with fresh local fruits, vegetables, and groceries while providing a clean and safe shopping environment is their commitment to you. Allegri Farm Market, serving the Baldwin and Mobile communities today as they will tomorrow. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Sundays 9 to 5 in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64, Allegri Farm Market.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Let's get right to it. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's been a rough morning so far with the severe weather. Where do we stand now with any kind of tornado? Are we watches or warnings? What's happening currently?
Well, we've been watching a strong thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm that had developed across George County earlier, and that has moved across northern Mobile County. There's indication of rotation, possible tornado. And then across northern Baldwin is now moving into Escambia County, Alabama. And now another very strong thunderstorm that was over Stone County and George County is now moving into northern portion of Mobile County. And we're looking at the potential for some other storms to form over in southeast Mississippi. All of this right now is due to a cold front that is moving across western Mississippi, a warm front moving north from the Gulf. And all this is helping to set off the thunderstorms and heavy showers. We can look for this to move into Mobile. It could occur within the next hour or possibly an hour. Most of it so far has been staying just north of the city, but eventually we will see some of this move into the city, and it may take a little while for that to occur. We also look at the potential for additional thunderstorms to develop ahead of the cold front. That's a possibility over the next few hours, possibly extending into the early afternoon. And after that, things will improve late this afternoon and tonight. We'll get all that shower and thunderstorm activity off to the east, and some dry air will come in. And tomorrow, look for sunny skies and about 84, 85 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. And tomorrow night, another cold front comes in. And we won't see much of an effect on Saturday, but a little bit cooler weather for Sunday and Monday. Saturday will be sunny again in the mid-80s, and then on Sunday, plenty of sunshine and a high around 80. And then Monday and Tuesday, sunny skies both days with temperatures in the low 80s. So we're going to have a nice dry spell here with plenty of sunshine that'll start tomorrow and carry us through Tuesday. And after that, the next chance for rain will be on Wednesday.
I'm glad we're getting some rain out of this. We need it. But I'm looking at this radar, and the track of the line of storms seems to be, you know, mostly central to northern Mobile County, the same, you know, northern Baldwin County. If somebody was sitting on Dolphin Island right now, or they're down at Perdita Pass or something, they're saying, what's the fuss about there? You know, but is it going to get, is this weather going to sink down to the south?
Yeah, we may see the tail end of this drop a little bit farther to the south, but that's going to take a while. And it may be the late morning hours before some of it reaches down into the southern portion of Mobile County and Baldwin County. But right now, folks to the north of Mobile have been getting some rough weather, and with that activity now coming in through George County, we'll see some very heavy rain across the northern portion of Mobile and Baldwin counties.
But as it right now, we're just in a watch and not a warning for tornadoes.
Right. Right now, the warning is that was over northern Mobile. That's out. That activity is on to the east now. And we don't have a warning at the moment for the heavy thunderstorms coming in over George County. There was for a while when it was over Stone and western George. But right now, it'll be producing some gusty winds, but some very heavy rain.
All right, Dr. Bill, I'd also remind folks, if they didn't get a chance to pick it up in person, the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, it is online. They can get it there.
That's right, MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. It's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com, and get you right in to go through the entire 2020 edition.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your update. 73 degrees now at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Getting this text, unnamed texter. Y'all give yourself a handle here, or first name or whatever. I'd love to be able to talk to you, you know, by name of some sort. But thank you for the update. This texter says, tornado damage at exit 19 in Satsuma. Truck turned over and interstate signs scattered all in the highway. So we had the report, and I know Kane just had it, of that tractor trailer overturned southbound 65 where the ramp goes on to northbound 43. Mm-hmm. And now we just had that. I didn't know that that was, and it's still not confirmed that that is, you know, weather related, wind related. I thought it could have just been an accident. But now, thank you, Todd. Todd says that that truck has turned over there, but also this is new information from Todd that interstate signs are scattered all in the highway, which, whether it's tornadic or straight line winds, looks like that what had caused law enforcement to shut down 43 northbound up there at the Midway truck stop south of SSAB may have something to do with this as well. It's not that far from point A to point B there. We're going to keep our eyes on this story and give you more on this, but this is in the Satsuma area, so we're talking about where 43 and 65 cross there. That area is showing some damage. We'll be getting the details there, and if y'all want to get more information, folks in Satsuma, or you got a safe place to get a picture, send it to the text line 343-0106. We'll check more traffic with Kane coming up next.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines, and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about
SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. We do have an overturn 18-wheeler southbound 65 ramp to US 43 right through the storm. And again, emergency vehicles are there, so avoid it if you can. It is blocking the roadway, and it's going to be there a while. They've called for the wreckers, but it just happened less than 10 minutes ago. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business and ready to serve you. You can shop online at SpringHillToyota.com, and they'll schedule a test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And coming up next hour, we've got Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert. In just a few minutes, we have Captain Bobby Abruscato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. It seems like a tough day for fishing today, but if you're like me, a weekend warrior, he's going to get us ready to go for this weekend, which looks like a pretty fantastic weather. I got several texts on this yesterday and this morning about the story of another haircutting place, barbershop, right? I think you, when do you do? I'm going to call it barbershop. Mm-hmm. I don't know if salon versus barbershop.
I believe this is a barbershop.
A barbershop, right. So a barbershop. You had one that opened up earlier in the week down at Orange Beach that was shut down. And then in Mobile, you had the owner of a barbershop, Mike's Barbershop on Schillinger, open up and get shut down as well. He was given a cease and desist order by the city of Mobile on Tuesday. He was fined $500 for opening. Story from Fox 10 says Joe Edwards says he feels the closing order was unconstitutional, and he opened again yesterday. And that's when Public Safety Director James Barber came to the business and met with him. Afterwards, Edwards said, "I have worked my entire life to build what I have, and I'm at risk of losing. I don't have any money left, and you're asking me to wait." Then Public Safety Director Barber said the shop has agreed to close down and work with us on making sure we have a good phased approach that everybody can agree on, with pressure from the mayors to get the governor to accept those types of, you know, protocols. Barber also said the fine was rescinded. He also offered to arrange Edwards to have the antibody and nasal swab test also. When the closing orders are lifted, he'll be able to open quickly then. Barber said police don't ever want to be put in a situation where they're criminalizing law-abiding citizens. So we'll talk more about this story coming up in just a little bit. But this is part of the, you know, the question of the governor saying not till April 30th, and that sounds like the earliest for reopening Alabama. What signs of people just saying, to heck with it, I'm going to go ahead and open? Dalton, you and I talked about this during the news breaks, that we both have seen places that have opened up that fit the list of places supposed to be shut down. How much more of this will go on? By the way, too, we asked this in the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question: should Governor Ivey reopen Alabama before April 30th? Right now, these numbers have swung big time the last 2 days. 47% say yes, but 53% say no.
Wow.
So they're sticking with the April 30th date on that. And speaking of 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Central Business, he is working. That's my buddy Trey and his crew, the Mobile, Baldwin counties. It's about this simple. It can be as simple or complex as you want to make it. But simple, you got junk, You need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's what they do. And it's really cool because you can go online, make your appointment, and it'll be an appointment time on a day and a time that y'all all agree on. They'll show up. They can do the social distancing. They're doing the sanitizing of their vehicles. And you can just point at the stuff. They pick it up, make it go away. It's just that easy. You can pay online with a credit card if you'd like to, or do it in person. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Great local business. Big franchise, but local franchisee. My buddy Trey, been doing it for 12 years here. Give him a shot. You probably identified a little junk around the house over the last month and a half. Get rid of it and do it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And from the text line, thank you to unnamed texter. An update on that overturned 18-wheeler there at exit 19 and 43. He says it's on the northbound side. On the northbound side, I believe that's northbound 43, not northbound 65. But
all right,
that overturned 18-wheeler there affected traffic.
So it was southbound 65 exiting onto northbound 43, the way we got the first text on that.
Okay, yeah. So that update from the texter, I guess, confirms that then.
Thank you very much. All right, we appreciate that. You can always text us at 343-0106. We got news headlines on the way and sports with Dalton, plus Captain Bobby.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile County has become the epicenter for coronavirus-related deaths in Alabama. State health officials report that the state's second largest county now has the highest death rate, with 39 virus-related deaths reported throughout the county. Jefferson County has seen 31 deaths, while Lee County reports 19 deaths. The Alabama Department of Health is reporting nearly 300 new cases in 24 hours, with more than 5,600 confirmed cases and more than 200 deaths statewide. 759 people have tested positive in Mobile County, the highest number across the state. Baldwin County is now reporting 132 confirmed cases, Clark County with 25, Washington County reporting 18 confirmed cases, Monroe County with 9. A Gulf Shores restaurant is helping serve employees who usually work to keep customers fed. Steve Kasman, who owns the diner, says he decided to offer $2 meals to local restaurant workers. All they have to do is bring a pay stub to prove they work at a restaurant. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
749 on FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and an update here.
Yeah, so, and a big thank you to Jeff and David and Daniel. A lot of people sending us more information and pictures in on this. Right now I see 118-wheeler, but we're getting reports maybe that there are two in the mix here. But we just heard from Philip, who I took a call in the phone room there, who said it was maybe a bobtail, a piggyback, two trailers for UPS, and one was, it sounds like, according to this person, lifted by the wind and thrown off. And I don't know if it was thrown off 65 on the overpass or not. We have at least one accident slowing down traffic, maybe two. But once again, this is going to be 65 southbound. And then where you would get on to northbound 43. It's from the pictures I'm looking at here. So thank you. So many pictures coming in. You can keep them coming in to the text line at 343-0106.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your text. Just make sure you're doing it safely. 7:50, time for sports on Mobile Mornings. The 2020 NFL Draft set to begin with round one tonight at 7 p.m. Due to the ongoing pandemic, it'll be held virtually for the first time ever, with NFL general managers, head coaches, scouts, draft prospects, and analysts all broadcasting remotely from their own homes. League Commissioner Roger Goodell will announce the selections from his basement. Former LSU quarterback and Heisman winner Joe Burrow is expected to be taken by the Cincinnati Bengals with the first overall pick. Alabama and Auburn will both have the opportunity to set program records, while Alabama may even break NCAA records tonight. Five or six players from the Crimson Tide could potentially be picked in the first round. If more than four are selected in the first 32 picks, the Tide would break their program and SEC record of four first-round picks. Nick Saban's teams have done that four times previously in 2011, 2012, 2017, and 2018. If Alabama has six first-rounders, they would tie Miami's record for the most first-round picks from one school in the same draft. The Hurricanes set that back in 2004. Tua Tagovailoa, Jerry Jeudy, Jedrick Wills, and Xavier McKinney are likely to be selected in the first round, while Henry Ruggs and Trevon Diggs could add to that number. Terrell Lewis, Raekwon Davis, and Anfernee Jennings are expected to be drafted in the second round or later. The Auburn Tigers could potentially have seven players selected in the seven rounds of the draft. That would break the program record of six, which was set last year. Tigers defensive tackle Derrick Brown will likely be the first Auburn player off the board. He's expected to go in the top 10 picks tonight. Marlon Davidson, Noah Igbinoghene, and Prince Tega Wanogho could go anywhere from the first to the third round. Nick Coe, Javaris Davis, Daniel Thomas, and Jack Driscoll are prospects also likely to hear their names called this week. Former Theodore Bobcat and Florida Gators running back LaMichael Perine will also likely get drafted this week. Most draft analysts have Perine being selected anywhere between the third and the fifth rounds. And Turner Sports reported yesterday that a Tiger Woods Phil Mickelson charity golf match involving NFL quarterback legends Peyton Manning and Tom Brady is planned for May. The event, which will feature Tiger and Peyton facing off against Phil and Brady, is called The Match, Champions for Charity. It will raise money for coronavirus relief and will air live on TNT, possibly on Memorial Day weekend. Right now, a location's not set. ESPN said it's expected to be held somewhere in Florida, but there will be no fans in attendance. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. Also getting reports of a power out in Bay Minette, and we'll keep our eyes on that story. And once again, that accident we're watching that's probably 45 minutes old or so there at 65 southbound at 43. We'll keep you up to date on that with traffic and Kane. He's on the way. Plus, let's take a trip to the fun stuff. Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report next.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center in Satsuma at 43 and southbound 65 on the interstate, they have an 18-wheeler that's on its side and one off the interstate. It looks like it fell off the interstate into the grass. It's not in the roadway, but it's going to be slowing up traffic for quite a while. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your cars running during the stay-at-home time. They offer rentals or they can sell you a new or used car, too. Car Doctor is open. See them at CarDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:55 and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need for the woods and the water. They are just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go see Chip and the gang today and say, I want to get what Captain Bobby's throwing. And Captain Bobby, do you leave anything for us folks to buy?
Well, I'll tell you what, I buy everything I need when I'm there, and they seem to keep it restocked pretty well. But I do my best to clean the shelves out, I can tell you that.
That's for sure. Y'all got to look at the tackle boxes of my friend Captain Bobby Abrascato. Okay, let's talk about that. Today is rough weather. It stinks today. But the weekend forecast really looks nice. So, how's it been this week? Is it worth getting out there this weekend?
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, we've been really lucky with the weather. We've had, you know, like these one-day events, and boy, they are events. I mean, some heavy-duty stuff. But, boy, fortunately, the weather's been good, and the fish has just been, man, I tell you, it's one of the best springs I can remember in a while. I mean, there's a lot of fish in a lot of places. You know, that gives you the opportunity, depending on the weather and depending on the wind direction and so forth, to be able to still catch fish. You know, there's a lot of areas that are holding fish right now, which is all great news. The bad news is we got a big slug of water coming down, already forecast to come down. That's before this event. So you're going to see the rivers go back up a little bit. That's going to probably ruin the lower end of the bay, which is actually, it started straightening up and some fish are being caught, you know, in the bay and the, you know, east of the Dolphin Island Bridge in that area. But again, you know, with Barry going up to almost 12 feet, but I think by Monday, you're going to pretty much be shoved back down towards in the Sound and on the Gulf beaches if the weather allows you. Again, getting back to the good news, there's plenty of fish in all those places, and we went through these high water events a month or so ago, and again, the fishing continued to be great. So, yeah. You know, getting back to your original question, I think the weekend's going to be phenomenal. But starting by tomorrow, we're going to have a little light north wind and then going in some west and east and all of it in single digits as far as the velocity. So weather condition-wise, it's going to be good. We're cycling out of the nip tide today. And not that that's had a big effect, but you're going to go into some good water movement by the weekend, too, where you've got a good flood tide all weekend. I mean, all day long, you know, so you can fish, you know, really all any time during the day, you're going to have some water movement. And then with the little bit cooler weather too, the fish are staying active well up into the day, you know. So our old buddy Wayne Gardner used to love this tide because he could go fishing at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, you know.
That's right, it was on his time. You throw me into that briar patch, you're saying, oh, the fish are, you know, on the Gulf Beach, that's a great place. That's one of my favorite places to fish them.
Fun place. You know, it's weather dependent. You got to really have the right conditions, as you well know, to get out there on those Gulf beaches, because even when you've had like tomorrow the wind's going to clock around the north, and one would think, oh boy, it's going to be great out there. Well, what's happened when you're getting 20 plus knot south winds for a couple of days, you've got these giant rollers coming in. So that's one of the kind of places you really got to kind of keep an eye on the conditions. But as you said, you know, you got some things going on right now with spawning activity and this flood, which moves fish out onto that beach. The Gulf water's obviously salty enough for them to still spawn in. You get the right conditions, man, you know, you got miles and miles of fishing on when you start fishing those beaches.
I love it. All right, if somebody was to get a trip booked with you, how can they do that?
Easiest way is ateamfishing.com, which is our website. It's got our phone number on there, and it's all touch-free, man. You can either email us or call us, you know, and we get you booked up.
Hey, and talk to us, too, about the Facebook page. Where do they go? Because you've got some good content over there.
Yeah, it's A-Team Fishing, Facebook at A-Team Fishing, and there's some video up there. And I'm going to be back in the office a little later this morning. I took a bunch of pictures and some video this week. I'll try and get some more stuff up there.
Thank you, Captain Bobby. We'll check back with you next week.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by the folks at McCoy Outdoor Company. So you're getting gear you need for the last couple weekends in the woods here, or you're heading to the water like Captain Bobby, check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And we'll be right back. Hour number three of Mobile Mornings, plus another weather discussion with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, around 8:05, plus Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert. A bunch going on this hour. Plus, we want to hear from you, as always, turning up your voice at 343-0106.